Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our pal Chicago Tribune restaurant critic Phil Vitel joining us on our Food Time show right now. Phil, did you want to add into this controversy that we've got going on here today?
Vernal
equinox, can you balance an egg or can you not balance an egg?
I'm trying right now. It's not going well. It's one of those internet things been going around that it's easier or easily able to do it on the equinox because there are 12 hours exactly of daylight and nightlight, and how the egg knows this is beyond me. It gets debunked as well. When I went online, there was one site about showing how to balance an egg and a whole bunch saying, no, it's not the equinox, but if you're good, you can balance it on Christmas Day, Arbor Day,
right.
Armistice Day. There's lots of days it works. I think you need a steady hand and an egg that's just right.
Yeah, you've got to have the egg that's got the little, we've all seen eggs that have those like little pop marks and little things, on them that obviously make them a little easier to stand up.
Right. I would assume so. I haven't got that kind of patience. I just crack them in the pan.
That's
right.
Who's got time for all that nonsense? Crazy talk that gets started here. But tying along with why we wanted to have you on today and talk about one of the biggest brunch days of the year, Easter Sunday, next week. And
nice segue from eggs, by the way.
That's right, exactly.
Speaking of eggs,
the perfect transition. Another big day, and as usual, no shortage of brunch places to go next week.
No, it's gotten to the point that restaurants need a good reason not to be open on Easter Sunday. There's just too much money to be made, and so for instance, Spiaggia. They have never been open on Easter Sunday. Guess what? They are now. They're doing a brunch. Done it before.
Is it a traditional, like American brunch with ham and?
I think it's going to have a very heavy Italian accent. Tony said it's going to be half served family style and then half individual dishes, which is my favorite kind of brunch. And there's food that you can just glom onto immediately. But meanwhile, in the back, they're making something that you ordered specifically.
Something specific. I completely agree with that. And if, history tells us anything, Tony Montuano from Spiaggia is going to put on a pretty great spread over there at 930 North Michigan Avenue, as he always has.
Yeah, he knows his way around the kitchen. He's
one of the best.
He's got that army of minions doing everything for him as well, so he can really put out. They're charging $65 for this, which for a restaurant that has four stars from that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean that's for those kind of restaurants that for the big downtown restaurants, for the hotel restaurants, that's $65 really is kind of cheap for a downtown or hotel restaurant, right?
Yeah, if you go to the really fancy hotel restaurants, many of them have cracked the $100 mark years ago, and I'm sure it's a wonderful experience and a wonderful atmosphere, but $100 for brunch is just that always kind of that's the speed bump for me. I mean, I got to slow down and plan my way around that if I'm going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you really wanted to go hog wild, probably the fanciest ones downtown would be what? The Ritz-Carlton, the Four Seasons? Would those be the ones?
Right, it'd be something of the Four Seasons. The Peninsula is going to have a fabulous one. The 16 in the Trump Tower is going to have an amazing one. But you're gonna start with $100 and then add drinks. Some of them have a fancy dinner as well. If you don't want to do the whole brunch thing, but want to go out and have a really classy Easter dinner, you can do that as well.
It's pretty interesting how like for Thanksgiving, almost every place is closed. Christmas, almost every place is closed.
Right.
Easter, for some reason, it has become the perfectly acceptable day to go out to eat.
Yeah, I guess it's not as it's not as essential. I don't even want to say that. I mean, because I mean, if you're the kind of person to whom Christmas means something, Easter should mean as much, if not more.
Yeah, exactly. I just think it's interesting. I don't know why. I'm not really sure that there's an answer for it. I just think it's kind of interesting how some holidays traditionally people you know stay home to eat, and for this. Mm-hmm. For Easter and for Mother's Day, those are the huge brunch days, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking it's the equinox this time around.
Maybe it's just that so many eggs are being balanced, right?
Balancing their eggs and going out. I'd also blame cabin fever maybe a little bit. At this moment, you are ready to go out on a Sunday. You are ready to have, knock on wood, a sunshiny family gathering, and an early dinner or a late brunch is kind of perfect for that.
Yeah, I think you may have hit that right on the head of just people wanting to get out.
Those people who go to church on Easter, service is over, and let's go eat.
And let's go get something to eat. Exactly correct. Let me take a quick break, and we'll come back. Mm-hmm. Phil's got some other amazing Easter brunch alternatives, both in the city and in the suburbs. We'll share those with you. When we come back next on WGN, earlier we were talking about President Obama's trip to Cuba today. Mm-hmm. People were calling in who had actually gone to Cuba, got to see it, including Kathy O'Malley of the Kathy and Judy Show. She sent me her page of amazing photographs that she took. I think they're probably linkable on her page, Kathy O'Malley's page on Facebook. But if you get a chance to see those. One of the things, this whole thing about the Cuban trip now has me starving for some Cuban food.
That's what I was thinking, that I would go to Cuba. All of the countries I want to see are based on, do I like the food?
On the food, mm-hmm. Right? You know what? Let me bring in Phil Vitale on this, Chicago Tribune restaurant critic. We're talking about Easter brunches today. But, I mean, we don't really have what you might call, Phil, a thriving Cuban restaurant community, do we?
No, we don't have very many. They tend to be, and the ones they have tend to be very, very small. But I mean, there's a few. One of them is actually having brunch today. Easter, and that's 90 Miles Cuban Cafe.
Yeah, on Clybourne.
Clybourne and the one on Armitage in Logan Square.
Oh, okay, all right.
Locations, and it's interesting. They're selling tickets for theirs, so you have to kind of go to their website, which is 90milescubancafe.com, and then from there you can link to the site and buy. But it's basically a prepaid $20. So I mean, how bad can you get burned for $20?
Yeah, that's not bad. But I mean, there used to be. I'm not going to be able to remember these restaurants. They're closed now, but there was one on Irving Park in Ravenswood that was a really good Cuban food.
Yes, I got to. Yeah, they had lease troubles, and they weren't. You know, the city in the last 5 years has taken that stretch of Irving Park, and it's just, hey, time to dig it up again.
Yeah, they're trying to regentrify over there, but there were some others on Western Avenue down near Fullerton. I mean, you know, like legitimate, really. Really nice sit-down restaurants, but we really, if there are some, I shouldn't say there isn't. I'm just not aware of
right.
them.
Right. As soon as you say that, someone's going to pop up. But that's good, too.
They're more sandwich places. I do know some places where mm-hmm. Allegedly you can get authentic Cuban sandwiches. But, you know, as compared to, obviously, in Miami, there's Little Havana and the great restaurants
right.
everywhere. There's a place in Los Angeles that I accidentally ran into on one of my many trips there, and you can get so much delicious Cuban food for nothing. It's like one of those, like, kind of a greasy spoon joint.
Mm-hmm.
But the food is amazing. I wish we had one of those here.
Yeah, people that get confused by Cuban food, I think they expect it to be really spicy.
Like Mexican food, yeah.
Right, and Cuba got a lot of its culinary influence from trade with West Africa. And so the food is much more like that, seasoned, but not super fancy hot, not super hot.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ironic because habanero means a guy from Havana.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yeah, if you're from Havana, you're a habanero.
You're a habanero. I never knew that.
And yet that's not a pepper that has a whole big role in Cuban food.
In Cuban food, exactly right. I think more plantains and
roasted
garlicky roasted pork,
right.
Like that. Well, anyway, maybe the president's mission will open up more Cuban culture and music and food around the United States.
It's a good idea. It would be great to have Cuba really part of a real trading partner and a destination and all that. Lord knows they need it, and it's not going to hurt us any.
It wouldn't hurt us any, and it's so close too. I mean, it's so close to the United States.
90 miles.
It's crazy. All right, Easter brunch. We talked about some of the big downtown places you want to go super fancy for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some really interesting brunches that are going on in the suburbs and in the city, places that you might not think of immediately as a brunch place. But you've got a pretty interesting list here, including the Spanish tapas restaurant, Cafe Baba Riba.
Yep, Baba Riba. I mean, they're popular for brunch year-round, and they go a little overboard on Easter. But it's a full a la carte menu. You're not locked into a certain price. They have the build your own Bloody Mary bar, and they have the tapas for days, and every possible iteration you can imagine. A few you can't, and the only question is getting a table at the time you want it, because they do fill up. Lots of people like to go to Baba Riba. But it's a great, fun time. It's just very, 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 I mean, if you want a sedate, little, quiet brunch, don't go there. But if you kind of get into the whole communal celebration sort of thing, then you'll have a great time.
Okay, so there's one choice. Baba Riba's in the DePaul neighborhood, 2024 North Halsted. There's also the wonderful restaurant, Bistro Nomique. What are they doing?
Well, Marcial will be doing his usual French influence, well, not even French influence, just pure, flat-out French. But he's doing it as a three-course brunch. So you get your three courses in a row. It's $40. And if you're dragging along a kid, the kid will pay $19.
Okay. Well, that's, fairly reasonable for
the Gold Coast,
holiday out. We've got Nico Osteria also on your list in the Rush Street area.
Yeah, they're doing a two-headed type brunch. They are doing a fixed four-course brunch for $65, but they're leaving their a la carte brunch menu available as well. So if you don't want to really lock yourself into four whole courses, if you just want a dish and a coffee in and out the door, you can do that as well. And that's also right there in the Gold Coast. And I've always liked that place ever since it opened. Now, what's it been, 3 years ago? It's fun. It's heavy on the Italian. It's got the center. The kitchen's kind of like in the middle, so you can see them bustling around and making the food. In fact, my favorite place to sit there is at the kitchen counter, at the counter that looks straight into the prep area.
So you can see exactly what's going on.
I like them watching. Yeah. Not too many restaurants can live up to that kind of scrutiny, where every little anything out of place is obvious.
Yeah, most places do not want you to see exactly.
And you don't need it in some.
And
places,
you don't want to see. Yeah, you don't want to see it either. Nico Osteria, I see on when lists of the best restaurants in Chicago come out, Nico Osteria is almost always on those lists. Will you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And the head chef Erling Wu Bauer is a finalist in the Best Chef Great Lakes category in the Beard Awards.
Maybe that's where I saw it. I thought I saw it this week someplace. I guess
that probably it. They announced the finalists last Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, I mean, for the Great Lakes region, which is Ohio,
Indiana, Michigan, and us.
Yeah, it's like a political primary. It's a bunch of different states.
Right.
But all of these different states where chefs were eligible to be nominated in the Great Lakes region, all of them were from Chicago this year.
Right. There were 20 semifinalists, and Chicago represented about half of that. But they took all the votes, and so all five finalists are. One of the reasons are there are a couple of really strong guys in Ann Arbor and in Cleveland, and in the last 3 or 4 years they've won. So now they're not eligible anymore. So now it's going to be Chicago dominated for a couple more years at least, I think.
Yeah. Okay. We'll keep you posted on that. The Beard Awards, last year first time in Chicago, and will be again this year in May, I think it is, right?
May, whatever the first Monday in May.
Early, I think I want to say the May, second, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, May
maybe.
Too. That's right.
Something like that.
In front of me.
All right.
Yeah, that's the first Monday. It'll be May 2nd at the Lyric Opera House.
Okay. Let's get to a couple of more Chicago brunch spots, and then we'll hit some suburban ones. Mm-hmm. Shaw's Crab House, always delicious, always reliable. What are they doing for Easter Sunday?
They're doing their Sunday buffet, and it's a great buffet because there's lots of seafood protein on the buffet, and that's for me. I just like going around the people who are picking their way through the marshmallow salads and the piles of greens, and I'm trying to maximize my dollar here, so I'm hitting at Shaw's. I'm hitting the freshly shucked oysters. I'm hitting the crab legs. I'm hitting anything that's, you know, anything I got out of the sea that would fight back, given a chance. That's what I want to eat. And at Shaw's, the buffet is $75, but I can eat $75 worth of oysters. I'm telling you right now, I can do that. So I like that deal. And it's only $20 for kids. And speaking of suburbs, Shaw's, as you know, has that Schaumburg.
Schaumburg, right? Yeah.
And there, the buffet is only $65. Okay. So if you're out in that area, go to the one you're closest to, but you'll save a little bit in Schaumburg.
Yeah, and as you say, it's really high quality. I mean, the price point may seem a little high, but for what you get, it's pretty spectacular. What's happening at Acadia in the South Loop?
Ryan McCaskey is a highly rated chef. He's won a lot of awards. That's very fancy food. I mean, he's doing an a la carte menu. And he's also, I think, but he's putting all kinds of funky things. There's a dish on there called green eggs and ham. And I don't know how he's going to do it, but I can tell you right now it's not going to be green eggs next to ham. It's going to be some high elevated form of that, where maybe the ham's in a cube and the green eggs are in a liquid form or something. Huh. But that's the kind of chef he is. He messes with textures. He messes with your expectations. And it's, you know, if you want to play a scrambled eggs, don't go near this place. But if you are ready for a much more elevated, more high-end James Beard worthy experience, then you go down there. They're 1639 South Wabash.
Okay,
that's a very pretty place and very 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 beautiful.
All right, very good. A quick break, and then we'll get to some suburban picks and your phone calls, questions about dining around the Chicago area for Phil Vitale. 312-981-7200, WGN. 1249. Hola. Dean Richards, 720 WGN. Talking Easter brunch today. Talking Cuban food with the president's trip headed to once forbidden island, still forbidden, hopefully not to be forbidden for much longer. But we did get some texts, Phil, regarding Cuban restaurants in Chicago. Somebody dropping a note and saying the restaurant called Paladar is their favorite Cuban restaurant in Chicago. They describe it as home-cooked Cuban food, 2115 North Milwaukee Avenue. So that's good. That's good to know.
Right. I'm looking them up online, and I've got their address as 2252 Northwestern, so maybe they have another one.
Okay.
But, it looks like they've got, won't do us any good this week, but there's an outdoor patio, so put it on your summer list.
Something to, consider. Another text talking about the restaurant that's called Maison Sabica in Naperville. Now, I remember that as a Spanish tapas restaurant.
It is.
Is it, you know, maybe, could it be maybe something like a carnival where they're serving foods from, you know, different Latin American countries? Maybe that's why there's...
I haven't been there in a while, actually. I probably haven't been there since back in the days when it was part of, once upon a time, was part of the Emilio Gervia tapas empire. But then he sold his partners and he has nothing to do with it anymore. And let's see, I'm looking at Sunday brunch and see what they say. And they've got the menus, carving station, hot soup, paella, breakfast items. Sounds pretty Spanish to me.
Yeah, that's and I'm looking at their main menu here, and I'm seeing paellas and a variety of tapas. Yeah, I actually don't even see anything that looks terribly Cuban on here, but... But it did make me think of Carnival, which does have foods from lots of different Latin American countries. And they have, like, Arepa Viejas and you know, some things that are very definitely very Cuban. So, you know, there are some choices there as well. But thank you for all your texts on that. If you have questions about dining in the Chicago area, 312-981-7200. If you've got a favorite Easter brunch place, would love to hear about it. 312-981-7200. Let's head out to the suburbs for Phil Vitale's list. He talked about Shaw's Crab House out in Schaumburg. Another always reliable spot is Mon Ami Gabi on Oakbrook.
Yes, yes. Also very popular, and they so popular that I think Easter is going to start about 9 a.m. there on Easter Sunday to get you into. That's nice. They have a lot of breakfasty items, and they have a lot of more lunch items. So you're not ever, particularly if you have to have a later in the afternoon seating, you can still you can get some more savory stuff if that's what you're after, as opposed to say their waffle bananas foster, which is one of their fun dishes.
I don't know who would ever want to turn that down, but
not me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good though.
I
know what you mean. How about the Prairie Grass Cafe that you suggest in Northbrook?
That's one of my favorites. It's Sarah Stegner just is a great chef, going way back to her days at the old Ritz-Carlton dining room, and it's very homey. The dining room has kind of a prairie school feel to it in terms of decor, and it's just real good American food. And there's this, they'll have your good egg and sweet dishes, and then you'll have more savory stuff as well. And do not, if there's pie available anywhere, do get it, because the pies there are outstanding. They're doing a buffet that's about, I think it's 48 for adults, 18 for children, and then they go a la carte for dinner. So if you have Easter dinner, you go there. That starts at 5 o'clock, and then you'll have their regular dinner menu, and then they're doing a braised lamb shank with polenta as a special.
Oh,
and stuff like that. So if you want your Easter lamb, they are ready for you. They will be ready for you.
Boy, that sounds. Do you have a favorite pie there?
No, whatever fruit's in season usually. So right now you're probably not doing much in the way of fruit pies. So it might be. Well, they might have some apple left. I don't know. But yeah, it's whatever they've got in season is just. Summertime is really the time to go. Hit the pie trail at Prairie Grass Cafe, because then they've got all those great berries to play with, and it's yummy.
I love a restaurant that serves pie as dessert. You don't see it enough, as far as I'm concerned. And the places that do do some amazingly creative things with it, but it's such just such a great American dessert,
right?
That it seems to have gotten lost somewhere along the way.
Yeah, it's not a fancy looking dessert. It's very difficult to do a pie presentation that isn't a nice wedge of pie with maybe some ice cream on the side. And so maybe some pastry chefs just aren't excited by it anymore. But there's nothing like a good piece of pie. I'm partial to the style of an apple pie with a big slab of cheddar melted over the top. So that's me.
That is some good eating right there. Mm-hmm. The Retro Bistro in Mount Prospect for Easter brunch.
Yeah, they're good. That's another very nice, very French in its approach, but much more worldly in its actual menu. It's a cute place in Mount Prospect. They're doing dinner only though, so you can't do a brunch at Retro Bistro. You can have dinner, but it starts early. You can sit down for the three. They're doing a three course. And it starts as early as 1 o'clock, so you can call it brunch. It's just going to be more savory, and they'll have things like grilled beef tenderloin, pasta dishes, that sort of thing. It'll be very nice.
I love our text line. It's so immediate. 224 area code writes, at Prairie Grass Cafe yesterday, the pie was coconut cream.
Excellent.
How about that? Wow, that sounds amazingly delicious, but I love that we get that answer. And
yeah, I just love that your fans are that quick on the draw. Like, it's like they hear you, and they just go, I got you good, Dean. I've got this for you. Boom. Here
20
you go.
Seconds, we've got the answer. Here's the 708 area code. Check out the wonderful Easter brunch by award-winning chef Sean Curry at the Hilton Oakbrook Hills Resort. All right, that sounds like a commercial, but that's fine, I guess.
A little bit, yeah. It's a little well put together. Yeah, that's a very That's a very nice property. It's on a little golf course. It's it straddles the Oak Brook Westmont border, and it's I haven't actually eaten Sean Curry's food, I don't think, but it's certainly a beautiful property. I've just not been in there for brunch.
773 area code. My wife and I will be visiting our daughter in the Lakeview neighborhood for Easter. Any good brunch suggestions in that area?
Lakeview. Probably a bunch. Let me think. Well, obviously, Baba Riba is in Lakeview, but you might not get everything they want there. I would look to see if they're doing anything at the other Melman place right down there. Maybe Oyster Bar and maybe the Santa Monica restaurant they have right next to the pizzeria. That might be a good shot. I'd probably try to get them to go a little bit further afield and try to get into something like Belena, which is in Bucktown. But
I would also throw out there, I know that Ann Sather's restaurants do a really delicious Thanksgiving day meal. It's not exactly a brunch. But I'd be really surprised if you couldn't get a fantastic dinner for Easter at Ann Sather's.
Yeah, you probably can, and it'll probably set you back all of $15.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be that expensive, but my experience there is I've always enjoyed their meals.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw in another one. I just looked up real quick to see if they're even doing it. But Zia's Lago Vista, it's the Zia's restaurant that is on Ashland between Addison and Irving Park Road. They do a brunch as well. Have you been to Zia's Lago Vista?
Is it part of the same general Zia's people that
it
have
is.
Restaurants? And I've been to one of their other locations.
And at Edison Park is probably where you've been. Yeah, it is. It's exactly the same people, and it's a big, huge, wonderful restaurant. They have a lovely Sunday brunch that includes, speaking of, Bananas Foster, French toast, breakfast pizza, chicken and waffles, pastas and all kinds of, things, including unlimited mimosas and a Bloody Mary bar, it says here, on their website. So I would guess that for a Lakeview location, it's 3819 North Ashland, that might be a suggestion as well.
And then across from Steppenwolf, across from Steppenwolf, Belena is a very good Italian-accented restaurant, 1633 North Halstead. So, that's Lincoln Park. And there you can, the brunch is only $35. And so that's a really nice price.
That's a good price. Do you have all this on the web someplace, Phil, that people want to check
back? Yeah, we have a nice little story at chicagotribune.com/dining, and then just follow the headlines, and it'll be right up there for Easter buffets and more.
It's always good to talk to you, Phil. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You too.
It's Phil Vitale, the Chicago Tribune restaurant critic. We'll wrap things up and say hello to Dane Neal, who's filling in for Frank Fontana today, next on WGN.